Ralf Klimek today is 47 years old and lives in Melbourne. He had a dream in life, but his friends just said, forget about it.
I always dreamed of being this guitar player, and I had a friend come up to me, put his arm around me, took me for a walk, and he said, listen, Ralf, you will never be a pop star or anything like that. You won't ever make your money from music, so just forget about it. I thought, you bastard. And that gave me more impetus to go ahead.
Being 23, Ralf started working in a pub in Melbourne. There he met an actor who played in a puppet act and needed a scriptwriter. Ralf lied his way in and started writing comedy scripts for the puppet group. Taking that first step into the unknown, his eventful story of life began. And his search for the always greener side. With the puppet group, Ralf got invited to a festival in Europe. It took him 2 years until he came closer again to his dream of being a guitar player. At one of the last puppet shows in Berlin, he met the bass player of one of the most notorious punk rock bands of the German 80s that time.
Then after that, I got an offer from a group called Spliff. They used to be called the Nina Hagen Band. And then she left them, and they were kind of like sold a million records and all that sort of stuff. And they were kind of like big stars. And he was little old me, sort of meeting up with the bass player. He was really nice and asked me if I wanted to, if I could sing. And seeing as I'd lied about writing to get into the puppet group, I thought, why not? And I said, yeah, I can sing. Still not a guitar player, but I can sing, which I couldn't. But damn it, after that, I went off and got as many lessons as I could get every single day.
Which got him the job as frontman of Spliff, getting a real rock star in Germany, performing the Spliff radio show with more than 100 gigs all over Europe, 250,000 sold records, and the final showcase at the Berlin Waldbühne in 1981 in front of 22,000 people.
They tell you life could be.
People see you as they see you, where you've grown up and how you've always grown up, and they just see you in that one way. You might have been a mechanic. You go to another place, you say, I'm a singer, and they accept you as a singer. Okay, and if you can handle it, you get the gig.
You're listening to the Spliff Radio Show.
That's the big difference in traveling around. It can make you more easily accepted for what you want to be. You can be the person you want to be.
So for Ralf Klimek, leaving home and look at the grass on the other side of the world made him a superstar. At least for a while. After the Spliff radio show, the band headed into a total different direction and the hired Aussie frontman had to go. Feeling alone and being quite frustrated, Ralf Klimek decided to go back to Australia, hoping to continue his successful start. But back home, Ralf Klimek had to realize that even fame is limited.
Hey, I just sold 200,000 records and I'd played to stadiums and all that sort of stuff, and then you come home to Australia and they say, Spliff who?
Ralf's new dream was having his own group, and so he started rehearsing like crazy with his younger brother Johnny. But that plan didn't work out either.
I just felt trapped in people's opinions of me. People who knew me from the past said, Ralf, you're this, you're not a pop star. And so it didn't really kind of gel. So finally I said to Johnny, come on, we're going back. At least I've got a profile there, I'm known there.